Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Free.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me, and really the way to get in touch with me any particular day. Without further ado, I'm going to go right to Libby because she broke the code. She got here early. She gets as much time as she wants. The rest of you should follow Libby's example. She is our shining star today. Libby, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call. Been listening to you for a long time, and as has everyone in our family, and we quote you routinely, so thank you. I have a question about an appropriate punishment for my nearly 17-year-old son.
Okay.
So to give you some background, I've been divorced from his father for about 8 years. We live a mile apart, and we co-parent very well together. We're both engaged, but neither one of us lives with our current fiancés. And our son goes back and forth from home to home as he needs. I'm primarily the custodian for him, and he sees his dad every day after school, and he's mostly during the week with me. We alternate weekends.
Okay.
So, you know, we have a very...
Is he an only child?
He's an only child, yes.
Okay.
So he's an incredibly bright student, very good kid, very responsible, has never given us any trouble. So he just started to drive, and I was very clear about the rules of the car and made a PowerPoint presentation for him to understand, and everything has been going very, very well.
What are the rules about driving?
Well, there were actually 9 slides, and many of the rules of driving was...
I just lost you, Libby.
Can you hear? I'm on a landline. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, it sounds like somebody was just calling you, and it sort of... All right, tell me the nine things again.
Okay, so basically it was just no drinking, no drugs, and he hasn't done any of that I'm aware of. Things like always have a charged cell phone, things like always have cash with you, those kinds of things, what to do in an accident.
Okay.
And also that the car would be taken away from him if there was any violations of just general rules of conduct. So everything has been going along fine. Again, an honor student. He plays baseball. He plays violin. You couldn't expect him to be any better. However, I just went away for 5 days with my fiancé. This was the first time that he was going to come back and forth and take care of the house while I was gone, feed the cats, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this trip, he would come over with his dad. His dad would drive him over, and then his dad would leave. So we spoke every day. Everything was going fine. I came home last night, walked in the door, and on the table were 2 pieces of paper where it was clear that he was planning a party while I was gone, and it indicated who was coming. And then it indicated who was bringing what. And this.
All right, let me ask you a question before going any further. Had you ever explicitly said you cannot have a party when I'm gone?
I hadn't explicitly said it, but he knows that he's not allowed.
Okay, because that's going to be, look, we've all been 17 at some point, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We've all been tempted. And basically the line in the sand is, well, they didn't say I couldn't do it. Now, does he know that you would not approve? Yeah. Did he intend to get away with it? Yeah. Was he going to clean up everything? Yeah. Was he praying like crazy that nothing would get out of hand? Probably didn't even occur to him that it could. But that's going to be the line in the sand, I guarantee you. We can go on through this, but he's going to say, he doesn't even have to hire me as his lawyer. You never said I couldn't do it. And you're going to say, yes, but you know. And he's going to say, but you never said. So, but keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what he did say, and I think that's a valid point. I mean, he knows he's not supposed to be anywhere where there's no adults, and he knows there's not supposed to be alcohol, but did I actually say it? No. So, anyway, when I found this, I called him right away, and I said, I just came home, I just found this on the table, and he said...
I assume you came home before you expected.
No. I came home at the regular time. So.
Well, that makes it even more interesting. Okay, keep going.
Uh-huh.
Which meant you probably were meant to find that.
I think I wondered about that. So he said, I'm coming over right now to discuss this. So I said, okay. So then I called his father and I said, are you home? And he said, yes. And I said, I'd like you to come over. I think we need to handle this together. So he came right over. And before he came over just a couple minutes after my son got there because they came in separate cars. I said, let's sit down in the living room. Let's talk about this. So he sat down and he burst into tears. And he said, I can't believe I'm so stupid. I can't believe I let my friends talk me into this. It didn't happen. Apparently, and I could tell from the house that there had not been a party there because he's such a slob that you can see a trail of crumbs from wherever he goes. I could absolutely tell that.
The little black cloud over his head.
Exactly. So, I was able to stay calm. I was very calm, and he was really hysterically crying. I'm so stupid. I'm better than this. I can't believe it. And I said, all right, let's talk about this. And then his dad came over. And I said, when did you call this off? He said, I realized on Thursday morning that I could get arrested, you could get arrested, Daddy could get arrested, this could be a disaster, it could start off with just 8 people, it could explode into 20 people, what was I thinking? So he literally like threw himself on the ground, started crying, was inconsolable. I told him to calm down and I said, listen, you know, being a teenager means you're balancing what you want to do with what you know is right, and everybody messes up, and I'm really glad, if I can believe you, that this didn't come off, but there's going to be consequences to this. I just don't know what they are yet.
Well, why would there be consequences?
Well,
because
that's why my question
see,
is.
I would leave it to him, to be quite honest, for a bunch of reasons. First of all, as we pointed out, Your Honor, or I'm Your Honor, and I, that there's several holes in your logic which need to be patched, number one. Number two, you sort of, in your sort of loving parent thing, said, okay, got it, but basically he self-limited his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not accidental that he left the pages because he wanted... basically, he's covered his cute little butt in this one, in that if any of his friends ever say anything about it, that you know about it, but he called it off. And what we want for teenagers is for them not to be tempted, but for them to resist the temptation. And he did. So, you know, my tendency would be one of two things, and I'll tell you which I lean toward, which you don't have to, which is to say, you know, the problem is solved. You thought about doing something stupid. It occurred to you before you did it that it was stupid. You called it off. No harm, no foul. I mean, everybody's thought about doing something dumb. But the question is not, does it occur to you? The question is, do you act it out? And he didn't. So I would sort of be tempted. Do I think there's a little bit of drama going on here with the hysteria? Yeah, I do. But that's okay. I mean, look, he got himself between a rock and a hard place, but he got himself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the histrionics were the oil that got himself out. I mean, he kind of greased the rock in the hard place, so it was a little easier to escape. But bottom line is, it occurred to him, whether it was peer pressure or not, really doesn't make any difference. At some point, his intellect sort of kicked in, and he thought, this is a mess. Because remember when I was going through the thing of saying, gee, this could get out of hand, I said it probably didn't occur to him. It did occur to him, and it occurred to him in time to save himself and you and everybody else. So if you really feel that you need to do something, which I would be tempted not to do, I mean, because we don't punish people for their intent. We punish people for their behavior. And his
right.
behavior was lily white. If you really need to punish him, I'd say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? And let it go at that. Because nothing happened. And we don't punish people. Look, all of us have had fantasies of, you know, slapping that person in front of us in the line and at the checkout who is getting out all their coupons and is 4 cents short. And all of us have fantasized about having a tank when there's a traffic jam. I mean, well, hopefully all of us have. Otherwise, I'm unusually aggressive these days. But the point is that the idea occurring to us is not unusual. The behavior is what we're held responsible for. And he was responsible. Let me give you that thought. You think about it for a minute and think about where you are on this. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we'll come back and we'll chat you up a little bit more. All right? 855-993-7569. Back with Libby, the Liberator, in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Jennifer, call me back. We'll get you on in a couple minutes. All right, Libby, so I wanted to give you a chance to contemplate the idea of perhaps no punishment, or if so, let him come up with the punishment. Because as I said, it seems to me that he kind of he came through in the clutch, that it occurred to him to do something naughty. As I said, it doesn't seem to me that it was coincidental that you found the pieces of paper, because I think to a certain extent he was covering himself in case somebody sort of blabbed, but also he wanted credit for the idea of being able to call the whole thing off, which I think he deserves. I mean, I think that that's a legitimate kind of issue. All right, so where are you on all this?
I think that that's very, very sage advice. You know, I worry about him that he would actually make it worse than I would because he feels so terrible about what happened. But I do think that it's certainly, I did give him credit, and I will plan to give him more. We didn't discuss it any further last night. He had to pull himself together and go to work. So I like the idea of saying, I'm not happy, you know, of course, that this thought even crossed your mind, but I am very proud of you that you came to your senses and called it off. And so in the spirit of that, you know, we should, you know, I'd like you to come up with something that you think is fitting for what happened. I think that that gives it the soberness that it deserves without being like a hammer.
Yeah, because bottom line is he didn't really do anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
And, I mean, the idea that temptations, you know, there's this wonderful phenomenon that I knew nothing about, and I actually spent a couple of years in Pennsylvania, in Amish country, and there's something that they call Hell Year. I think it's Hell Years, actually. And they sent me a documentary about it, and I thought, I don't want to watch this. This is going to be something about zombies. And it wasn't, but it was, is a phenomenon that occurs when kids are 18, graduate high school, and in the Amish community, they send them out to basically New York or Philadelphia. They send them to a big city and say, you cannot opt for a basically, austere lifestyle until you understand what the alternatives are. So the deal is you can't get pregnant and you can't get drug addicted. But other than that, and I think they actually support them financially, and I don't know all the particulars, but basically go and see what the wicked world out there has to offer. Because until you do that, you cannot make an informed, intelligent choice to opt for a more austere lifestyle. Because once you're in, you're in. And it's very painful to be shunned in the community. So what we're saying is you don't have any idea. You've grown up in this context, and before you can opt for it as a personal lifestyle, you have to understand the alternatives. And I always thought how smart that is, because it's the things that we're forbidden that offer us the temptation. So the idea that it would never occur to him to do this, I would find much more upsetting than the fact that it did occur to him. And that he said, oh, wait a minute, the price tag is too high for this. The cost-benefit ratio is clear off. And remember, he's 17, which means in the next year or so, presumably he's going to be out in the cold, cruel world, and he's going to have many more temptations. And what you want is exactly what happened, is if it never occurred to him, he's going to be very vulnerable the first time somebody sort of tempts him on any level. The fact that it occurred to him, and it was enticing, and he thought about doing it and then sort of put the stops on, would seem to be, as a parent, much more reassuring than if it never occurred to him.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, which is, you know, it was a gift in some ways that this happened and then didn't happen. So,
well, I think for both of you, it was a chance for him to kind of, and to a certain extent, I think he also got to prove to you.
I did ask him if I hadn't found the papers on the table, would he have told me? And he said, of course not.
Yeah, why? What would the, yeah.
He said, of course I wouldn't have told you that, but I still wouldn't have done it. So thank you very, very much. I think that really clears it up. I mean, I think that I'm disappointed, but I also understand it is a little
bit. Well, I see. Let's look at the disappointment. Why are you disappointed?
Well, I think I'm disappointed because it's the first time he's ever really let me down, and I think I kind of...
He didn't let you down. He didn't let anybody down.
Well, maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way then.
Yeah, look, honey, and we need to focus on that a little bit. This kid is separate from you. His life is not a reflection on you. It's his. And anymore, if your parents, and I don't know what your situation with your parents is, but it sounds like you're a successful, organized woman. But if your mother had said to you, when you divorced his father, your son's father, I can't believe you did this to me, you would have been furious.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do anything to her. And now she may have been disappointed because she believes in the sacrament of marriage, but it wasn't her life to live. It wasn't her marriage. It wasn't her husband. It was yours. And if your mother takes credit for all of your successes, that's going to be equally frustrating to you. that you love your mom, and hopefully your mom and dad passed along many useful things and some things that were very useful because they were counterexamples to what you wanted to do. But you need, and it sounds like you love your son dearly. He's an only child. He's been the man in your life in some ways since the divorce, but he's his own person, and he didn't let you down at all. He didn't let anybody down. And you need to lessen that sense that everything he does reflects on me and reflects me. It doesn't. And think of how you'd feel if that's how your mom or your dad treated you. You'd be furious.
Okay.
He gets to be his own person. He's going to pick and choose. And it sounds like the fact that he's been exemplary is nice, but not exactly the relevant issue. He's got, and part of his job, part of his journey is going to be doing things that make sense to him that don't make sense to you. You cannot have your son living his life by your rules because he will end up sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you've seen, you and I both know people who do that. Who did what they were the good little boy or the good little girl. They did what their parents wanted to them to the extent of marrying the right person and having the right job and joining the right clubs. And they're miserable people because that isn't who they are.
Right.
You don't want to do that to your kid.
You're right. You're right. And it's probably why I called you because if we had not had this conversation this evening and the consequences would have gone entirely differently. And I think I knew that I needed somebody to say, put this in a context. So thank you very, very much always for your time.
Well, you're most welcome. And, you know, as I said, you hear that my thing would be to say, you know what, if you'd had the party, you know, I you're right. I never told you you couldn't do it, but I kind of would have been, you know, sort of disappointed in that you knew better and you didn't, but you did know better. You were tempted. So you know what? I think this was a valuable learning lesson for both of us. I don't even know that I'd ask him to come up with a penalty because you don't want to penalize for people for when they didn't do anything wrong, because then when that's how you make a terrorist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of, well, you know, I might as well do this because I'm going to get punished for it anyway. He didn't do anything wrong. He really didn't. And I don't think you should be disappointed in him. I think you should have perhaps a little twinge that our boy is growing up.
Yeah.
That it occurred to him to have girls over and to have, you know, to do what his friends wanted and to be a little naughty. Well, good for him. The fact that he didn't do it. I mean, yeah, you know, this is not a little robot that you're raising here. And you don't want him to be a goody-two-shoes. You want him to be a fully actualized human being who is aware of his impulses and knows what to do about them. So you think about... All right, you're welcome, kiddo.
I will. I'll think so hard. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Libby. Bye-bye. All right, Jennifer, call me back. You'll be next. Or somebody else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little adorablenesses. Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Let me just take a moment and talk about Libby's issue with her son. Because we really solved the issue. But the larger issue, which you heard me get to kind of eventually, is we need to give our children enough room to grow, which may mean to make mistakes. But letting them make mistakes while we're around to kind of help them out of whatever phenomenon or situation they get themselves into probably makes more sense than keeping them on such a tight leash that they never experience that opportunity, and by the time they do, that they're either older or farther away or less able to deal with it, or we're less able to help them with it. I'm always struck by those situations where people have a complete change of lifestyle when their parent dies, or that they've lived essentially a lie. They've lived their life for their parent. And I'm not suggesting that we're not respectful of our parents and that we don't honor our parents, but we can't be clones of our parents either. And I think as parents, we do have that sense that we know best. And as you can hear with Libby, what I suggest you do is think about how you would feel if your parents had treated you the same way that you treat your kids. Now, a lot of you are going to say, oh, yeah, well, I'm a much better parent, which you may be. But there is a tendency to whatever our parents did, we do exactly the opposite, which usually doesn't work a whole lot better than what they did. You know, and there's a Jules Pfeiffer cartoon that says, my mother made me passive, I've made my daughter assertive, my mother made me frightened, I've made my daughter certain of herself, fearless. My mother made me polite, I've made my daughter assertive. Today my job is done, she's 21, she's just like my mother. And that, I think there's a reality to that. That whatever, if we do the opposite of what our parents did, it's very likely what our grandparents did to our parents, and the result is going to be horrifyingly similar. So what we need to do is understand where we stop and our child starts. And it's not the world's most comfortable thing to do, as you heard me say all the time. We give our kids roots and wings, and the roots are really relatively simple. The wings are tough. Because it means they fly away, and it means they question our choices, which means we question our choices. Complicated, this stuff. Alrighty, but luckily today is Macaroni Day, National Macaroni Day, so does it make you feel better all of a sudden?
Especially after yesterday being National Fried Chicken Day.
I know, it's just national, are you a fat slob? You will be by Friday Day.
Well, so now I'm guessing tomorrow will be what, National Corn on the Cob Day or something?
Well, corn on the cob actually has very little food value, but I was thinking maybe like chocolate profiterole day. I mean, we have the pasta dish, we have the meat dish, so I think tomorrow should probably be the dessert.
Yeah.
What do you think? It's National Fat Week, apparently. National. I don't care what kind of diet you're on, you're going to get fat.
National Clog Your Arteries Week.
Yeah, let's hear it for. This is National Cardiologist Week. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be National Bacon Day. Bacon Cheeseburger Day.
Right.
Why didn't we figure that? Well, of course, that's the 4th of July, so we already had that. National Bacon Cheeseburger and Hot Dog Day. Yeah, this is Cardiac Month. All right, I grew up with Kraft macaroni and cheese, which we lovingly call crap. Remember we did a story about, 3 weeks ago, about the fact they're changing the color?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that bright orange, I mean, who in nature could ever replicate that? But so the idea that mac and cheese has now got to be gourmet food at the Barclays Center, I don't think they have it anymore, but for a while when it first opened, they had a gourmet mac and cheese, and you could have it with lobster or shrimp, and it was not inexpensive, but it was delicious and clogged your arteries. So,
Tomorrow's National Chocolate with Almonds Day, by the way.
I was pretty close, profiterole.
and Thursday is National Sugar Cookie Day.
Thank goodness. Who is in charge of these? Clearly, there's a cardiologist, going, everyone will see my patient soon.
Oh,
well, that's reassuring. Maybe we should sort of try and find a National Tofu Day or something.
I want to say we already had one, didn't we?
A National Tofu Day? I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe that may have already passed. And
Blue moon. Yeah, just ignored it. You probably thought, oh, no, we're not doing Tofu Day. Mm-mm, not on her show. Mm-mm, not on my ship. All right. Today, on this day, this is an interesting day. See, I didn't know about some of this stuff. In 1834, right? So that's 200 years minus basically 20 years. So, 279 years, 271 years, no, 281 years. There were four nights of rioting against abolitionists in New York City.
Mm.
New York, we think, there was a bombing in New York Harbor, I think in early 1900s, down by Wall Street. A terrorist attack. Yeah, the thing is, how I knew about this? I found out about it. At the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., which I encourage everybody to go to. It's one of the few museums that you actually have to pay for in D.C., but it's really worth it. It's a terrific museum. Hmm. You actually walk through the tunnel for the Berlin Wall, and they actually had wash machines there. because if you went through the tunnel, you got all dirty, and you had you didn't want to show that you'd been in East Berlin, so you washed your clothes before you left, the tunnel. Interesting stuff. Anyway, so the idea that there have been protests and violence in the United States, it's part of our, unfortunately, I'm afraid it's part of our DNA. Speaking of which, earlier today, the South Carolina Senate passed by a major, by a huge majority, I think it was 36-3 or something, to take down the Stars and Bars, take down the Confederate flag. But it now has to go to the House, and they're saying it's going to be a little iffier there. I'll bet you it passes.
Yeah.
At any rate, 1846, Mexican-American War. American troops occupy Monterey and Yerba Buena, and thus began the U.S. acquisition of California. I know, we don't do anything easily, do we? 1863, the first military draft, just before the Civil War. Do you know how much an exemption cost? Did you know there were exemptions?
I didn't think there were at that time, no.
It cost $300. Which is part of that whole notion about the armed services in every country, but certainly in the United States, being something that poor people did and rich people got out of. I didn't know there were exemptions. And $300 in 1863 was a lot of money.
Hmm.
On 1898, McKinley signed the Newlands Resolution annexing Hawaii as a territory of the United States. Remember yesterday was where they made the king resign? And yeah. Everybody lost their citizenship. Sometimes we are not the enlightened democracy we'd like to think of ourselves, but that's why we should look at our history, so to understand that, you know, that where what our options are going forward.
Yeah.
In 1911, the U.S., Great Britain, Japan, and Russia signed the North Pacific Fur Seal Convention of 1911, banning open water seal hunting, the first international treaty to address wildlife preservation issues. Which is amazing. I mean, that's over 100 years ago.
Yeah, 104.
104, yeah. Here's something that most of us who speak in trite phrases would just be lost without. Sliced bread was sold for the first time on the inventor's 48th birthday by the Chillicothe, Missouri Baking Company. It didn't say who invented it. Let's see who invented sliced bread. Some cardiologist somewhere. Let's see where it says. Sliced bread. It doesn't say. Oh, no. Do we know who
Otto,
Paul
I just
is?
Clicked on the, I just clicked on the link. Otto.
So did I. Didn't
Otto
come right.
Frederick Rowetter?
There you go. He's a cardiologist. I know.
Hmm.
No, I know.
An engineer who created the first automatic bread slicing machine for the
there you
for
go.
Commercial use.
There we go. And today, Florence Ziegfeld stages First Follies on the roof of the New York Theater in New York City, which is basically in Times Square.
Hmm.
There you go. So let's see what else we've got. See, now I'm Otto the Great slice it. But see, I Googled it, it went to the whole list. In 1930, Henry J. Kaiser begins construction of the Boulder Dam, now known as the Hoover Dam. Have you ever been there?
I have not been to Hoover Dam, no.
That is a very impressive. I think it's one of the eight wonders of the modern world. I wouldn't go underneath on it. There's more. The Roswell incident, 1947.
Mm-hmm.
Alien spaceship, supposedly, in Roswell, New Mexico. And Elvis debuted on the radio on this day in 1954. How cool is that? The king, mama, the king. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with
just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to TryPlated.com. TryPlated.com. That's TryPlated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heidi, we're just looking at the day in history, which I don't know about you guys. I always find fascinating. I find several things fascinating. First of all, the kind of pulses that certain things seem to cluster. For example, as I said, in 1898, McKinley signed the Newlands Resolution annexing Hawaii. 60 years later, on the same day, Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act into law. I mean, that seems to me somehow there's a certain pulse to things. I guess taking territories that are not continental and making them the United States. Ronald Reagan on this day in 1981, that was the Freudian slip, 1881, he's not that old, appointed Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female member of the Supreme Court of the United States. So that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And on this day in 1985, do you realize how young Boris Becker was when he played at Wimbledon? He won Wimbledon.
Yeah, he was 17.
Yeah. What were you doing at 17? probably not winning Wimbledon.
2001, I was junior in high school. No, I certainly wasn't winning Wimbledon.
There you go. Yeah, I don't even want to know what exactly was going on for you then. It's also an interesting
day. Normal high school kid.
Yeah. All right. We're not going to look at that too carefully. The world's oldest man died in Japan at 112. There are a couple of women, I think, in the United States are 112. As I mentioned, my general practitioner, and I just found that quite accidentally, I had an aunt who died at, she was a little more than 113.
Hmm.
So, it seems like 112, 113 is about as old. I think somebody made it to 116 at one point. So, and in a story that is somewhat related but not exactly the same, they studied 1,038-year-olds, and they show their biological age ranged from 30 to 60, which is kind of alarming. And the 30 part is probably pretty good. I mean, that's, what, a 20% less than you actually are. But 60, whoa. Wow.
Mm.
I mean, and what they found, this is kind of a not necessarily a new story. What they were doing was autopsies. It started in Vietnam, and basically the soldiers were young. And what they found was cholesterol. They found hardening of the arteries, coronary artery disease, in like 19 and 20-year-olds. So, which is where a lot of the sort of statements about diet have come from, and we especially shared on a National Macaroni Day. So, you know, we are truly what we eat. Alrighty, so there's this Confederate flag story just is not going away, and I guess it's not going to. As I said, the South Carolina legislatures took on the issue today, and the Senate approved taking it off. But they're saying it's going to be a little more complicated probably in the House of Representatives. So, my guess is this is a symbol whose time has come. And I think that as a country, if what we're trying to do is be as inclusive as possible, and I think that symbols that that make us angry with each other or make us resent each other or focus on an unfortunate time for some people are probably going to be done away with. And I think there are probably other ones. I'm trying to think if there are other ones. The Ku Klux Klan, I suppose, is one. But burning crosses and Ku Klux Klan have been an anathema for an awfully long time.
Yeah.
And on something that has actually nothing to do with it except Hawaii is in the news today, is it's the first state in the nation to ban plastic bags, which is going to be an interesting phenomenon. Again, I think that's an idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
And I think Hawaii being an island is probably part of the reason that they were the first to do it, because we know that that basically it actually costs more to recycle a plastic bag than make a new one.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're
banning plastic and non-compostable bags from their stores. So the ban contains several important exemptions. They'll be allowed to wrap fruits, vegetables, meat, fish, and takeout home deliveries. If a retailer is caught violating the ban, they can get fines from anywhere from $100 to $1,000 a day per violation. They're encouraging businesses to offer alternative bags, including reusable totes, 100% recyclable paper bags, and compostable plastic bags, which I didn't even know existed. It turns out there are 100 billion plastic bags handed out in the United States every year. Chicago just banned them. California is considering a similar ban. It's unclear whether Hawaii's ban will trend nationwide. So there we go. And the idea is that they end up in either fill, and they're not, you know, which means they're there forever, or they end up in the ocean. And there was this documentary that showed that just off the coast of Greenland, there's this huge, like, 30-mile across kind of swirling debris, which is primarily plastic bags. And there really are alternatives now that, you know, that they're really convenient. But, and they've already stopped. I think New York doesn't allow styrofoam anymore. maybe, you know, it's time that we start taking care of the environment a little bit better than we're doing it. The idea that we can continue to trash the planet and it will not, you know, it will not have any effect is kind of an idea whose time has come and gone. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm in favor of that. Although, I mean, I recycle plastic bags. I use them for everything, but they still end up. I mean, if you put your garbage in a plastic bag, they still end up in landfill.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, but somebody should be able to invent a plastic bag that will break down over time. The problem is that the stuff you put in it, which is an awful lot of people use it for garbage, right? That it has to not break down before before you've gotten. So, I mean, maybe it lasts for like, you know, a week or 2 weeks or something. But it would seem to me if we can get people on the moon, we can figure out a way to make a plastic. And we could make disappearing ink. You know, we could make refrigerators that don't last very long. I mean, we could do all sorts of things that don't last forever. How come we can't do this for plastic bags? And so we'll be able to do it. It's just a matter of time and motivation. There you go. All right, one more story this hour, and then we'll take on some other things next hour. The Powerball, that there are now 36 states participate in multi-state lotteries, and it turns out that it's going to be much harder to win the big prizes, but you can be easier to win the small prizes. The odds will increase from basically almost double. They were 1 in 175 million, 223,510, and they now go to 292 million, which is almost doubled, right? So it's going to be much harder to win. But your odds were, you know, infinitesimally anyway. The odds of winning $4 were 1 in 111. Now it's 1 in 92. Do you buy lottery tickets, Manny?
Nope. Bought one.
And you didn't win, so you knew it was
six. Yeah, long time ago.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.